Good morning and welcome to Project Joy. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. It worked.
Oh, yes. Yes, cross my fingers. At least I found out what happened last time, so I was able to not repeat the error.
That's very good. That is awareness practice in action, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay, so our assignment from yesterday was you yourselves must make the exertion. The Buddha is the only teachers. Today, remind yourself that no matter how many people have made the journey before you, no matter how many maps have been drawn by others, only you can walk the path to your liberation. As you make the journey today, notice the many ways in which life is guiding and teaching you. Pay attention to what the teachings are asking of you. Recognize that you're equal to each challenge you are offered. Record and listen.
It's so heartening, isn't it? It's so inspiring and kind.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. The adequacy piece that mm-hmm. we're equal to the challenge, because I think more than anything else, it's difficult to have the experience that we are when we're going through it.
Yes. Yes, if I'm understanding you, when I'm in the dark room, it's really difficult to have any idea whatsoever that I am equal to my life. Is that what you're pointing at?
That's exactly what I'm pointing at.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's hear from some of our callers.
Mm-hmm.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, it's Esther from Holland, or the Netherlands.
Oh, good morning, Esther. We were thinking about you in that, you know, that center of the universe way that the U.S. has a reputation of being. We neglected to tell you about things like daylight saving time.
Yeah, and I have,
yeah.
I have to tell you, I felt so alone yesterday.
Oh, I bet. It's like, where did they all go?
Yeah,
it's the right time. I've got the right phone number. Where did they go? They've left me.
Yeah, I was having a little panic attack.
I bet. And there were actually people in this country who had the same experience and didn't wind up where they were supposed to be at the right time and that sort of thing. I remember years ago when I was at the monastery where I trained, that exact same thing happened to me, and I wound up at meditation, and we had meditation at 5 a.m., and I, you know, this is the 25 miles through the snow barefoot in both directions on my way to school. Uphill. I left uphill out of that image. Huh? That's the important part. Anyway, I drove an hour, so I'm leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get there at 5 o'clock in the morning. And there's nothing. Like, there's not a soul. And it's just standing there wondering what in the heck has happened. So I do sympathize deeply with that experience. So, but I'm glad we're all here now. And we'll endeavor to remind people when this happens again in the fall. Because it will, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, fall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
all right, so tell me what's going on.
Well, I how do you say that? One of the other Sangha members once said that she wrote little notes on her hand. So
yes.
While looking at the assignment, which for me is now yesterday, but I wrote down on my hand, life teaches. So every time I looked at it and I recorded, and I'm like, you know what? Life is teaching me. Because first yesterday I felt all alone that I had, in quotes, lost Sangha. And then today I was having a real difficult moment and I really wanted to see a friend and it wasn't possible. And lots of other people were all tied up. And I was like, so what is life teaching me here? And what I recorded about it was that, you know what, Esther? Inside this being, deep, deep inside, there's all the wisdom and knowledge that there is. I don't have to reach out in a, like a little panic attack is a little bit too big of a word, but you know, that thing like, oh, help, I have to see somebody, or I have to talk mm-hmm. to, blah, blah. So I just, mm-hmm. I talked with Mentor, and I wrote that little note on my hand, and every mm. time something new would drop in, I'm like, see, I can do this. I am equivalent mm-hmm. to life, or whatever the quote was, I don't remember mm-hmm. right now. And yes, mm-hmm. I can do this. And I had to laugh thinking about yesterday, and today I was like, well, I got to get this time stuff right now that I, you know, and so I was just watching that, and I'm like, huh, I can even go in deeper and be with this being, and even though there is no other person around me, I still can be okay. I can be okay. It's not all these other people that I tend, or conditioning tends to tell me that I have to talk to about something that I find difficult, only leads to more conditioned responses. So it's not, you know, not helpful usually at all.
Yes. So two things about that I think are really important for us.
Okay.
One, conditioned mind immediately wants you to learn something. Okay. So you have to get schooled in this time thing so that this never happens to you again.
Yeah.
But in reality, it was a wonderful thing that happened to you.
Yep.
Right? Because you went to this whole place of realizing that you can talk to the mentor and you can be just fine. And the second piece of that is, which is so difficult for for us to get when we're caught in conditioning, is usually talking to other people simply reinforces the conditioning rather than putting us in a better place. So if feeling better is what I want to do in a conditioned way, and I believe that talking to somebody will make me feel better, then I will talk to someone and I will believe that that makes me feel better. But from the place that you're looking, what we get to see is, no, that's just reinforcing conditioning. That's the feel better. And what I really want is not to reinforce conditioning, but to realize that the wisdom, love, and compassion that I'm seeking is available inside, and that I now have the ability, through recording and listening and meditation practice, to access that.
Yeah.
It's as good as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was pretty, I think profound is the right word, because it was so, I was just standing here, I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge, I can really feel it, and it was just so, I can't
liberating.
Really have words for it. Are you still there?
Yeah, liberating. So,
yeah, maybe.
Would liberating be a good word? Freeing?
Yeah, it was like
affirming.
Like my whole heart just went open, and it like
yeah,
like the whole, you know, like, because I was looking outside and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so huge. Everything is so, it's much bigger than this little speck here. Because I could even like see myself from up above, or not myself, but like when you look at the Earth from.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
from out of the universe, I'm like, it's just this little specky down there. Everything's fine. You know,
she's fine. Yeah, that little speck is just fine, because
yeah.
What you're describing, of course, is the awareness that contains that little speck is vast, right? And so, yeah, so when we're identified with the little speck, things look really small and up close and dangerous. Right, but
yeah.
When we step back into that vast awareness, it's like, oh no, that little speck is fine.
Yeah.
So
powerful. So that's just what I wanted to share, and thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, you are most welcome. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Esther.
Thank you, Ashwini.
I love that everything teaches. Well, pay attention to the teaching,
yes.
Because the experience of what Esther went through is really so motivates us to be less us-focused and U.S.-focused or us-focused, right?
Yes.
And to pay attention to the fact that we're a global community and the assumptions that go around that is such an important teaching.
It really is, Ashwini, on so many, yes. I mean, what dropped in when you said that was, you know, how focused people in this country, focused, you know, if you are a citizen of the Netherlands or the United Kingdom or, you know, Australia or wherever our friends are, whatever is going on in that country can just consume us. And we forget that even that is a speck in the vastness of awareness, which is such an important spiritual lesson, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That ego is merely what telescopes us to the point of self-reference.
Yes, well, it's that that image of turning the telescope around, right? So you look through in one direction and things get really big, you turn it around and it gets really small. And ego is always looking through the vastness of awareness to this little speck and making that the center of the universe.
Yes, and that more broadly is why we have to have experiences of turning that telescope around, which I think you're pointing at, which is the constant accessing of the vastness of wisdom, love, and compassion that gets us to that place of allness as opposed to not belonging.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what we do when we access the mentor in some sense, which is instead of, it is turning that telescope around and focusing on the spectrum, on that which allows us to experience ourselves as allness instead of separateness.
Right, well, and the connection that you just made when Esther was talking about, you know, the wisdom, love, and compassion that is what we are, we find that inside, and we realize that is what is outside, which is the moment when we realize, oops, there is no inside and outside.
Yes.
There is just that wisdom, love, and compassion.
Yes, and that's the moment I drop the telescope, the device.
I give up on that telescope altogether.
Yeah. Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live on
All
the air.
All right, thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Danny.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi. I just joined the Project Joy for the year, and I was so excited to see that there was a radio show component because, though I'm not completely out on my own doing my practice, like I am doing email classes and awareness coaching, I don't feel that I am often as connected to Sanja, so I thought this was a great chance to just get a little more connected.
Good.
And
yes,
I actually
absolutely.
Thought to... Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to...
Go ahead. No,
just
go ahead. I was just agreeing. This is a great way to connect.
Agreed all around. So I also thought this would be a cool, you know, I couldn't quite find the motivation to call in. And then I had like a wonderful kind of breakthrough epiphany, got over a plateau type of experience. And I thought, oh, this is fun. Instead of calling in desperately asking about how to save myself, I'll call in and share share a wonderful progress report and also use that to get some encouragement for how to keep it going and keep committed to and aware of the feeling of getting some freedom and some space and some more awareness That's what I thought I'd do.
Yeah, good. What did you see?
So here's what I saw. So in the constant tug-of-war push-pull with conditioning, which for me has manifested ever since my awareness practice kind of started, it's become more pronounced. But for me, it's manifested as fear stories, as worrying about harming people in particular as mine, and just worrying in general. I mean, it kind of permeates everything. And my awareness practice has been very much about dealing with that, strategies for coping with that, strategies for not allowing that to happen. But what happened to me this time around was, it gets more and more intense. And the other day, I was so tired of being pushed and pulled and back and forth. It's like I got to this point where it was a combination of both being sick of it, but also seeing it for what it is in a way I hadn't before. I just said enough, literally said enough, enough, enough. I'm not going down the trail of story for even a moment. And I've been walking around for the last 3 days practicing that, aware that if I give it an inch, it's going to take a mile.
That's right.
And I'm there, and I'm living it. I can feel it kind of trying to weasel its way back in, but I am, every morning, my only commitment is, hey, this is what you're doing today. You're not going down that path for even a moment. And I wanted, and I wanted to share.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did, because that's it. Sometimes that moment is not so dramatic for people. I talked to a woman a couple of days ago who has never done an inch of awareness practice, just nothing. And she was telling me kind of the same story, that anxiety got her actually in grade school. And by the time she got into high school, she would spend every morning in the bathroom throwing up because she was so anxious. And now she's in her early 30s. And so she was telling me where that went for her. And what happened was very similar to what you described. There she was one morning in the bathroom again, and the voices are threatening her. You're gonna throw up. You're gonna throw up. You're gonna throw up. And she said, "Okay, so what?" And she said, "You know, it was the equivalent of all the lights coming on. It was that moment of, oh, it's got nothing. All it can do is threaten me and tell me scary stories, but it can't do anything." And that was the beginning of turning around. So for all of us, that's the juncture that we're approaching with awareness practice. And it's, sometimes it's something like you're describing where it's a really big content that we can focus on. And for many of us, it is that big content that is the turning point. And then we realize that that's what we need to practice with all of the little content, because that system is going to come around and try something else. It is.
Yeah.
So the first thing it's probably going to do is try to distract you, get you all focused on something else. And very often, it's something that we're really excited about, enthusiastic about. So that's the time people fall in love, or they're offered a new job in Paris, or whatever it is. And they get completely engaged in this wonderful, exciting thing. And by the time that system sneaks around and is ready for the worry, anxiety, fear, whatever it is, the person has completely lost sight of the fact that that can happen to them. And so it just grabs you right back.
I'll tell you how that manifests for me in on a smaller scale. So the way that will manifest for me, because I have little patterns of up and down like this. This one seems much more pronounced and profound. But the way it manifests for me sometimes is I will have an epiphany like that, or a freedom from a fear story, where I'll say, you know what, I see the nonsense of that story. I'm going to go have fun. And I go and have so much physical activity fun that I exhaust myself. And then I find myself depleted, sore, tired, sleep deprived because I've been having so much fun. And then I, it's like I can't even I can't even like take the attack. And suddenly I'm right back down this hole of worrying about something without even realizing what has happened.
Oh, Danny, you are a wise man. You are a wise man. That is exactly what happened. And it usually takes people a really long time to catch on because those don't seem related, right?
Oh,
they
related.
Seem they're presented as such isolated events, right? You feel terrible. You're anxious. You're worried. You're depressed. You're whatever it is. Something happens. You go out and you have all this fun. That's a really good thing. The other was a really bad thing. Now, this is a really good thing, right? And to realize it's just a pendulum swinging.
It's like allowing me to go exhaust myself. And what I noticed, and I love that. I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life. I love going out and having fun. But what I noticed this last time, too, was I stopped. I didn't go do my jiu-jitsu, and I didn't go do yoga. I just rested. And for 2 days, I come home at the end of the day, and I would just meditate and think and not think and listen to music, and I just stayed quiet. I was careful. I said, I'm not going to exhaust myself because this is just going to be a waste of an epiphany if I do that. And I'm being real thoughtful about every step I'm moving forward with. Not that, you know, if it comes back, I'll go through this wisdom again, but
yes.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
You're on it. Yes. And, of course, I can't not say this. Recording and listening is our greatest ally. Because that's where you capture all of these awarenesses and you listen to them every day, and it doesn't have the same ability to get us to forget.
Yeah.
You know that, but I have to say
it. I do. And that's why I'm calling in, actually, because I thought, well, this will help reinforce this experience, too. Because this will try to slip away and be forgotten. And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But,
But
I am recording about all of this. And the last thing I'll say, because I know we should move on, is, it's fascinating to me, too. I've heard about this, and I've read about an email class, but the strength of these fear stories, the way with every day I wake up more full of joy because my life is improving and my awareness practice is growing, the fear stories are just as, they're, like, equally strong.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy to me. It's like, what's happening here?
Yes, yes. I will say, though, you know, and you know this, again, you know this, but I just want to encourage you, if that's a finite process. That's not going
to
last.
There's an end to that?
There's an end to it. Because that illusion of separation has finite power and life has infinite power. So it will escalate as much as it possibly can, and then it hits its limit. And at that point, everything is different.
Well, that right there was worth the call because that has been something that has been kind of sneaking around conditioned mind. Is this ever going to end?
Yes. Well, it will if you keep going.
Right.
And, of course, that's why the main focus of that system is on getting us to quit. All roads lead to quit, right? Because if we quit, then it wins. But if we keep going, there's no way it can win.
But what's quit? How can you possibly quit? That's like saying I just give up on life. Why would you do that?
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
Well, because people are deeply conditioned to listen to those stories.
Yeah.
And it's a sobering thing to consider, but far more people quit than stay with it.
Well,
far more.
Well,
don't be one.
Oh, no.
Don't be one of those.
No way.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That was one lit-up conversation. And so much wisdom, you know, Sherry, that ability to plot what conditioning does, to see the process, to become so aware of the process and so committed not to going down the path, and then recording it and noticing how it gets robbed from us. I mean, it is it is what the assignment is about, that we have to do the work. It takes effort.
Yes.
Learning.
And the other thing,
learning.
Yeah. The other thing I like so much about that is the not taking it personally.
You know,
the pickpocket's job is to pick your pocket. Your job is to keep the pickpocket from picking your pocket. You know, if you go all victim, poor me, why is this happening? But you're not paying any attention to your pockets. Well, you're not actually a victim, okay? But that's where conditioned mind wants to operate. So once we realize there is this force that exists in life, if we say that force is there to help me wake up, you know, if I get angry at the teacher who gives hard assignments, okay, that's one orientation. If I realize those hard assignments are to challenge me and make sure that I learn as much as I can as quickly as I can, you know, there's the difference in gratitude and victimization.
Yes, it's a switch in context, right, Sherry? That we are here to awaken, and so we work with what we're given to do that, not feel victimized by the fact that we're required to do it. That's not knowing the context that awakening is what we're doing.
That's right. That is being stuck in a conditioned ego belief that life should make me happy. Life should be easy and should make me happy, which is just silly. So that's, you just walked into an advanced yoga class, and you thought that the whole point was to do Shavasana for an hour. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you didn't understand what the class was. It's not their fault that they're not providing what you thought you were here to get. Once again, the problem is with that conversation in our head, not with what's going on in life.
Yes, and it seems to me that the expectation is what prevents us from getting that we had an expectation. That's not what is, and so let's get with the program about what is. Rather than working out how to get to a yoga class, which is about Shavasana for an hour, or being miserable in the yoga class, which is not a Shavasana for an hour.
I'm so glad you said that, because afterwards I thought, is it Shavasana or Yoga Nidra? Which is the one where you lie on the floor? So that must be it, huh?
Yes. Well, we actually
have good.
2 more minutes, Sherry. Shall I try to bring someone in, or shall we look at our next assignment?
If you don't mind going a little bit over, because, you know, I can't just talk for 2 minutes, and then they might want to say something.
Okay, well, let's try.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jen from Rhinebeck.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great. That this has just been such a great conversation because I feel like I've just been dealt one of the more challenging assignments by life or by the teacher than I've had in some time. My cat passed along this past weekend, and it's been really, really challenging.
Heartbreaking.
But it's also been... Yeah, it's heartbreaking, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's also been interesting because there's a, I'm an interesting case study, I suppose, because someone at my age, I'm 45, and I've never had anyone very close to me in my life die yet. So I realize how rare that is to get to this point.
Yeah.
So, it's been kind of an unknown, and conditioning has often used that as a like, oof, when it happens to you, you are going to just lose it kind of thing, you know, like you're not even
uh-huh.
going to know how to deal with this.
Uh-huh. You know what, Jen? All that's true, isn't it?
Yes.
It just doesn't mean what the threat was implying.
That's right. And the last 4 days have been fascinating, heartbreaking, yes, and fascinating that it's I'm mm-hmm. seeing how much, like yesterday's assignment was about, you know, it's sort of like, here are the circumstances. Now you get to decide. You get to use this for your awakening or not. Like, it's mm-hmm. my choice.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's it like, here's yeah. the teacher, you know, presenting the assignment. And now I get to choose. So I've been doing all sorts of things that I couldn't have, quote unquote, planned for, you know, like I've been making all sorts of recordings to her. And every time I start recording to her, she's like right here with me, you know, like that love
yes.
is still here.
Yes.
And, you know, all of that
yeah.
experience is still here. And I,
yeah.
at first I thought, I've got to take down all the pictures. I've got to hide everything. I've got to change, you know, get her out of my sight. And then it's like, why would I do that? Because every time I see a picture of her, I can say, I choose love with you right now. Like, hello, there you are again,
yes.
love, you know. So,
and that could include buckets of tears.
Exactly. It has.
yes. Yeah, it's not either or. Right? I choose to be right here in love with you while I'm sobbing. It may not look like, you know, the picture of happy love.
That's right.
Yeah. But it is.
Yeah.
It's joyful
yeah.
in that way of having loved so much, having had
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to love so deeply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that last caller, something that was said in that conversation was just like this sense of like, you know, oh yeah, you're not going to take this away from me, conditioning. Like, I just have this real
right.
resolution of like, yeah, you're not going to get, I'm not letting you have this, you know,
yeah.
I'm not letting you take over
yeah.
this experience.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Because in that way that we see when we're stepped back is, do you want to honor her by yeah, that love, the time that you shared together, all the love she gave you and that you gave her, do you want to honor that through taking this as an opportunity to understand love at a deeper level and have more love available to give everywhere
mm-hmm.
or turn it over to conditioning to make it a great big negative that you're going to feel bad about? There's no...
Yeah.
confusion about which we're choosing here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. And it just is so obvious if I turn it over to conditioning, like in the sense that it just makes love conditional, like it's conditional upon
yes.
her being alive, whether or not I get
yes.
to feel love, which is just like doesn't make any sense whatsoever, you know?
That's right. No,
yeah.
it doesn't. Well, almost nothing does
in something.
Conditioned mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Because if it's tied to circumstance, then I'm in a losing situation. Yep.
Right, which is exactly yeah. where that conditioning wants us. So that the
yeah.
one of the great loves of our lives gets turned into a reason to close our heart.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is insanity, and yet
totally
in an ego-driven, conditioned orientation. That makes perfect sense. And that's where you shake your fist at God for taking mm-hmm. this, you know, and you just, oh, my God. That is,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it's insane. But we are insane when we're caught yeah. in that ego orientation to life. We are insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yep. we just thank those who come into our lives to bring us that kind of love and sanity.
Yeah. Yeah, including all of Sangha and everybody doing this Project Joy and all of it. I feel like I'm
yep.
I've just been bathing in so much practice, you know, recently that I can just keep bathing in practice as I go through this. Like there's nothing special
well, and
I
Jen,
have to do or change.
Jen,
you know?
she left you at a good time.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know, that feeling of, I mean, I know I make this all of this up, right? But again, if we're going to make it up, we might as well make up something good. And there's
right.
that feeling of, you know, okay, Jen, this is as good a time as any for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
you're bathed in practice and you're strong and you're going to know how to use this and okay, pal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That makes sense to me.
Because there are times she could have left that would have been not good.
Not as helpful, yes.
Not as helpful. Yeah, truly. I mean, I don't know if there's any validity to that, but I like to think that.
Well, it sort of makes sense to me if we're approaching life as, you know, opportunities for awakening, then thinking that, well, life is actually on my side here, so what is the opportunity that life is giving me? It's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if she had any part in it or not, but maybe she did, and, you know, it's like, oh, you can handle this. Let me show you, you know.
Yeah, well, and,
she's saying she's got to go because she's actually never been very healthy. So she's kind of like, I'm done. And you know.
And we don't know. She may have somebody else that's in line, you know, who needs some unconditional kitty love, and she's got a job to do. So she's taking care of you. You're set. It's kind of like raising kids, you know. You're ready. You're good. You're ready. All right. I can go now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mhm.
Mhm. I like that image.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Deep breath show to both of you.
No, thank you. Thanks. Thanks,
Esther. Take care, Jen. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our assignment for today, Sherry.
Okay,
Let us go singing as far as we go. The road will be less tedious.
Whistle while we work.
Yes, well, I'm going back to that conversation with Jen. It's just such a mixture of laughter and tears and such love in all of it. And it seems like singing takes us there, because it's not just a joyful singing, right? We could sing all kinds of songs.
That's right. There's a song for every occasion.
Yes. All we're required to do is to sing it unconditionally, sometimes tunelessly in my case, but, you know.
Mine too. But with gusto.
Yeah, with gusto. Okay. And so only ego sees the road we're on as tedious. When we're here, we realize each step, each second is brand new, as are we. Today we can practice singing with every step, not to stave off tedium, but to celebrate the joy of being alive. Just for fun, make every recording today a song. Hear life around you singing. What is your experience of life as a melody?
Yes. All right. Wow. Well, the birds are singing outside my window, so I think I must join them.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Take care, Sherry. Take care, everyone. We'll see you.
You too. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.